all at once.
Okay. And if somebody said something more than once, maybe he was saying it
twice.
Okay. This is just for pronunciation, but would you count for me from 1 to 14?
Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay, and the number after 19 is?
20.
And after 26 is?
27.
And after 29?
30.
And after 39?
40.
And after 69?
70.
And after 99?
100.
Okay, and after 999?
1,000.
And 10 times 100,000 would be 1?
10 times a million.
Okay.
I'd add that one up.
All right. What about the day of the month that the bills are due? That's usually the
first.
And after that is the
second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Okay. And again, just for pronunciation, the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December.
Okay, and the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You ever hear people around here call Sunday by any other name?
No.
You ever hear Sabbath?
No, never would hear that.
Does that mean anything to you?
I think it'd be something the preacher would use.
Okay.
A biblical term.
A little too formal.
Yeah, I think so.
But the word is?
Sabbath.
Yeah, okay. All right, if you had troubles and were telling me about them, you might say, well, got troubles too.
I've got troubles too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this verb, if somebody makes a noise, you might say, did you
hear that?
You say, yes, I.
Yes, I heard it.
I've
heard.
Okay. And if I ask if you know a person, you might say, well, no, I don't know him, but I've
heard of him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if a friend of yours comes to town and you're asked if you've seen him yet, you might say, no, I
haven't seen him.
Yeah. If you're asked if your friend has seen him, you might say, no, he
hasn't seen him.
Okay. All right, talking about something you do every day, you say you all the time.
Do it all the time.
Okay. You might ask if your brother does it frequently. You'd say, yes, he
does.
All right. And to make a question out of that, blank, he do that?
Do you?
Or?
Does he?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you might say, if you're asked, does your brother like ice cream, you might say, yes.
He does.
Okay. And talking about a farmer who has just let his land go to weeds, you might say, well, I just don't understand it, but he just seemed to care.
Doesn't seem to care, doesn't.
Okay. Say if a parent has been dressing her child, but she decides that it's time for the child to learn how himself, she might go into his room with his clothes in her hand and say, okay, your clothes.
Here are your clothes.
Okay. And if I ask you if you think that Carter's going to be reelected, you might say, well, no, but black people who think so.
A lot of people think so.
Or there.
There are people who think so.
Okay. And if a boy sees you on the street and he's kind of afraid of you, you might try to reassure him by saying, oh, not going to hurt you. Blank going to hurt you.
Oh, I'm not going to hurt
mm-hmm.
you.
Okay. And if you're having an argument with somebody and you're trying to persuade him that you're right, you might say, well, now I'm right, blank eye.
Aren't I?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you gave somebody a ride into town and he was thanking you for it afterwards, you might say, oh, don't mention it, we going in anyway.
We're going in anyway.
Okay. Or we what?
Went in anyway.
We blank in anyway.
Are going.
What if it was past? We
went.
Or, okay, not we are, but we.
We're going. We are. Oh, we.
You'd already gotten to town, you see.
Oh, we were coming anyway?
Right. Okay, that's what
I didn't understand.
All right. Talking about